Good afternoon. It's Extra Wednesday afternoon. Mark Rennick is going to be in just a few minutes. We'll be talking about IMSI Hope Community Phase 2. He directs that, leads that. He's a unit of the ministry that I'm involved in. I run the housing side, and Mark covers a lot of the resources side. Mark is like a bumblebee. He just goes around and talks to all kinds of different folks and brings people together. He does great work. It's all about victory over sin. And if you're coming out of prison, you need victory over sin. If you're struggling with meth, you need victory over sin. So we will be discussing that. Also, we'll finish up the interview with Brandy Swindell. Stanton Healthcare, this is interesting. I just started going through headlines this morning when I come in, just seeing what's out there. And just right at the top, first headline that hit me, Planned Parenthood caught selling aborted baby body parts in undercover video. An in-depth undercover video that was released yesterday shows a Planned Parenthood abortionist discussing how the billion-dollar organization harvests and sells the intact body parts of aborted babies to fetal tissue wholesalers. The video first unveiled at the Center for Medical Progress website, this is according to the Christian Post, is part of a three-year investigation into what the Center for Medical Progress is calling illegal practices by Planned Parenthood. Once received by fetal tissue wholesalers, the body parts are shipped to universities, pharmaceutical companies, and government agencies. The video was shot on July 25th, 2014. They're out having lunch somewhere, and someone is posing as basically a customer asking about the prices of body parts from aborted, murdered children. Upon seeing the video, Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, said, "I was speechless for close to an hour." Moore admitted in his op-ed posted to Facebook that he initially thought the video was a hoax until he confirmed its accuracy with pro-life leaders. He says, "If this does not shock the conscience, I don't know what will." So on the video, it shows an actual order form. And you can watch the video yourself at Planned Parenthood Uses Partial Birth Abortions to Sell Baby Parts, is the title. It's posted by the Center for Medical Progress. And it has an order form to be able to order body parts. And this is just a little bit of the video and how it unfolds.
I'm the medical director for the national office for all of the affiliates.
So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today? We've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver.
It's kind of hard to hear. This is Dr. Nukatola, who's having lunch with a prospective buyer. And the doctor oversees the abortion practice of all Planned Parenthood affiliates and performs abortions through 24 weeks. Through 6 months.
Every provider has had patients who want to donate their tissue, and they absolutely want to become a leader. They just want to do it in a way that is not perceived as this clinic is selling tissue, this clinic is making money off of this.
Okay, so when you are, or the affiliate is determining what that is monetary.
Yes.
So that it doesn't raise any question of this is what it's about, this is the main thing. What price range would you? You know, I'm going to throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100, depending on the facility and what's involved.
The $30 to $100 price, or that's per specimen that we're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yes.
The $30 to $100 price, or that's per specimen that we're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yes.
How much of a difference can that actually make if you know what kind of what's expected or what we need versus...
It makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance, mm-hmm. so they'll know where they're putting their forceps. Kind of rate-limiting step of the procedure is calvarium. The head is basically the biggest part. Most of the other stuff can come out intact.
Right.
It's very rare to have a patient that doesn't have enough dilation to evacuate all the other.
It's hard to hear. What she says is it's very rare to have a patient that doesn't have enough dilation to evacuate all the other body parts. And the buyer says to bring the body cavity out intact and all of that.
To bring the body cavity out
exactly.
intact and all that.
So then you're just kind of cognizant of where you put your grasp bars. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hard, long liver mm-hmm. because we know that...
So she talks about where you put the forceps to be able to get out the heart, lung, liver, because they know they're not going to crush that part.
So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get out intact.
She's going to crush above, she's going to crush below. If you're interested in seeing the rest of the video, it's horrifying. I fall with the leader there in the Southern Baptist Convention. Is this real? I mean... The level of depravity, just a business discussion over I'm going to crush here, crush there, and then sell you these body parts. I had a chance to sit down with Brandy Swindell, Stanton Healthcare, a couple of days ago, and we'll be talking to her again. Just lots of questions, and she has an amazing mission. This is the end of that conversation. How many women call just having really no idea? They just, Stanton Healthcare, they do pregnancy. Okay, I'll just call.
Yeah.
With no idea really all the dynamics that are at play.
Sure.
There.
We get women that call all the time that say, you know, I think I'm pregnant. I don't know what to do. Can you verify my pregnancy? I got to know how far along I am. I don't know what to do. And you know, we're an actual medical clinic. I mean, we have a medical director that oversees our operations, a wonderful doctor here in the area, wonderful pro-life Christian woman. And we have another doctor, a radiologist who oversees our ultrasound department. And we have nurses and sonographers and just wonderfully trained staff and volunteers. We rely on the volunteers that answer our phones and sort the baby clothes and all that kind of stuff. It's incredible when these women call and we can provide them with really quality care and very important services. And we have an entire 18-month program. So, you know, the duration of their pregnancy and a minimum of 9 months afterwards. And let me tell you, the experience that they have at Stanton is much different than the experience, obviously, that they have at Planned Parenthood.
Sure.
I mean, that Planned Parenthood does not even come close to providing the quality women's health care that we do.
So abortion, if you get past the endlessly, you know, drum-beaten rhetoric that people say in regards to abortion, and you get to the reality of abortion, people don't want to deal with that, do they?
They don't. It's controversial.
Yeah, and just if you look at what an abortion is, and anybody that sees the reality of that, which is why... You know, people get so offended if anybody shows pictures or shows the reality of it. They only want the talking points, but they don't want to look at the reality of that. When women come in and say they're thinking they do want an abortion, is that part of the process to say, do you really know what you're doing? Do you really understand what you're about to do?
We at Stanton Healthcare, like I said, have trained medical staff, professionals that work or volunteer at our center. And what I describe is we have a toolbox of resources, services, and information. And we can open up that toolbox and the girls can pick what it is they need. And one of the things we offer is just that. When they say they're considering an abortion or they want an abortion, our nurses and our trained client advocates can say, well, do you know exactly what that is? And oftentimes the girls don't. And we can say, well, we can show you, we can give you information. And the majority of the times, the girls do want to see it. And as they look at it and they see the truth of what abortion is, what it will do to their baby, and what it could put the risks. We don't downplay the risks like Planned Parenthood does. We tell them the truth because we believe knowledge is power at Stanton Healthcare, right? So we tell the girls scientifically accurate medical information, and they know the truth of what abortion is doing to that baby and the truth of what it could potentially do to their body and the risks associated. And one of the most powerful tools that we can show them is the image of their baby on the ultrasound screen.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit and what God does through that, I mean, that's the game changer. That's a game changer in a woman's heart and in the public debate, in society, you know? Planned Parenthood used to be able to say, and they still try to, oh, it's just a clump of cells.
Yep.
Oh, it's not really a baby. Well, the ultrasound's a window to the womb. And even, you know, when the girl's only, you know, 6-7 weeks along, you know, women sometimes don't even know they're pregnant at that point. On our state-of-the-art ultrasound machine, and we can provide them an ultrasound at no charge, where Planned Parenthood is going to charge them $200 or $300, and of course not actually show them the image of the baby. They just do it for their own insurance liability purposes to verify the pregnancy. The insurance companies require they do it. They don't want to show the woman the heartbeat, right? You know, and when we show them the heartbeat of the baby, it looks like, you know, the little butterfly flickering. Girls see that. I mean, you start to see that tear roll down their cheek. And even the fathers that come in, whether it's a boyfriend or a husband, these men are touched. They start getting teary-eyed because then they begin to bond with that baby.
Yeah.
You know, knowledge is power. It's truth. It's God's truth.
It is. It's reality.
It's reality.
Here is
just
a look
like you
at
said,
reality.
People
sure.
don't. Well, yeah, exactly. There's all this jargon in the world. Pro-life, pro-choice, all these talking points. Well, it's real simple when you see the scientific evidence, the medical accuracy of the baby in the womb. And everybody knows that's a human child.
You have a big event coming up in August. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. I'm really excited about it. Looking forward to having you out there, hopefully.
And
your listeners. We have this coming August, the 9th through the 13th, we are having a worship tent for life. August 9th through the 13th, a worship tent for life. And we're doing it at our new property that we have in Meridian. We bought some land. It was a miracle from God to be able to secure this land. We've been working on paying off the mortgage that we have through Northwest Christian Credit Union, and we're almost there. About $82,000 left to pay on it. And once we do that, we're going to break ground and build a state-of-the-art 7,000 square foot life-affirming or pro-life mega center. And the reason why this is so amazing and incredible is not only because we're going to be able to provide these services and have more room and have a baby boutique and more ultrasound exam rooms and a wellness center and classrooms for mommy and me classes and all that kind of stuff. God provided a miracle, and that this land is located right next door to the new Planned Parenthood in Meridian. We are right next door.
That's so perfect.
Yeah, and it's the first in the nation. This hasn't happened anywhere else where we were able to buy land right next door to the Planned Parenthood. We're going to break ground, hopefully sooner rather than later, as soon as we get this property paid off. And we're going to build the first ever state-of-the-art medical center from the ground up next to Planned Parenthood. And now, you know, and that's God gave us a word when we before we bought this property. Because we're, our ministry and our leadership, you know, we're very, we have, you know, pastors and spiritual advisors and just a wonderful team. And we're very, we try to be very good stewards and make sure we're really listening to the heart of God of what he wants us to do and how we should do it. And as we were praying, when we found out that Planned Parenthood was going to be opening a new mega abortion clinic in Meridian, and we were praying about, you know, what we should do, what should our response be, God gave us this word, lay hold of the ground. Lay hold of the ground. And so we're like, okay, well, what does that mean? Okay, lay hold of the ground. And we went out and we just started praying on the sidewalk in front of the Planned Parenthood on Franklin in between Eagle and Locust Grove. We just started praying on the sidewalk, you know, and that God would help these girls and what should we do? And when we were out there praying, we kind of looked over and went, well, there's a piece of property for sale right next door to the Planned Parenthood. There's some ground. Should we go pray over there? And we walked over. And we prayed, and I still remember there were five of us that took rocks from that ground. And we took them home, and we kept praying every day, the rocks from that ground. Lord, lay hold of the ground. Lord, we're praying. And could it be, gives me chill, Lord, could it be that you would have us buy this property and build a Stanton here. And sure enough, within 2 months, we secured the property. We got a mortgage through Northwest Christian Credit Union. There was a miracle in that there was a donor that was a financial supporter that hadn't known of Stanton previously, but they were connected with the complex there. And they ended up giving us, we bought the property for $544,000. We actually got two pieces of property, one on each side of Planned Parenthood, which is kind of cool. God's like, here, you're going to be on each side now.
Bookends.
And bookends. Yeah. So we had to buy the land in a set or a pair, and $544,000. And on the day of closing, we got a $272,000 cash donation to go towards paying off that mortgage. So right when we signed the closing documents on the property, we were halfway, down from that $544,000. And then the faith community and churches here in the Treasure Valley and pro-lifers, we were down from that $272,000 now down to the final $80,000. And we're believing that we get it paid off this summer. And once we do that, we're going to prepare to break ground. We already have the architectural plans done, civil engineering team that's got involved. We have our builder. And all of them, the architectural, our architect, the civil engineers, the builder are all pro-life Christians that are either donating all their time or doing it at way below cost. And we believe that this worship tent for life, we're going to gather people to pray at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and then at 7 p.m. in the evening for our worship rally for life. People could come for all three times or one or every day or however they want to do it. And we're just going to pray and continue to lay hold of the ground and ask that God just pour out his spirit and that we get the money raised to pay off that property. And we believe it's kind of like a spiritual foundation that we're going to that next phase where we're going to be breaking ground soon. And we just want the body of believers to come cover that land in prayer because this is a big deal and the first in the nation.
Awesome. That's amazing. And we're looking forward to being down there.
Good.
Talking to you more about it.
Appreciate you so much and your listeners and what everybody here at the station has done. And you know what this is about? It's real simple. It's about hope. It's about loving on these women and these babies and making sure that they know that there's other alternatives and options and that they're not alone and that we're going to stand with them.
That's awesome. Brandy, thanks so much. We will be speaking to you soon.
Thanks.
And from Brandy Swindell, we move over to Mark Rennick, IMSI Hope Community Phase 2.
What a letdown for all the listeners, you know? If I'd have known I was going to follow her, I'm not sure I would have come in. I hustled to get here, and I should probably not have done that.
You came
How
in.
How are you, Mr. Hardy?
I'm good. Thanks, Mark. You came in sporting gear?
Sporting gear, yeah. I got a, I'm kind of a quasi-radio personality, and I got a T-shirt at the 4th of July parade, and so I'm wearing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I brought my official photographer, too.
I see that.
Yes.
Can you introduce who we have in the corner over there?
He says, nope. It's a mystery guest.
Okay.
He used to work at the Department of Corrections.
Clue. So this morning you're in court.
Yes.
All right. Now, we've been talking about this gentleman, hopefully enlightening some folks just on how the court process works. I think it's just a good thing to have some insight and information on.
I love that, enlightening. Right?
Uh-huh. It's a big radio word.
Good, yeah.
How did it go? So today was sentencing. Finally get to sentencing.
Well, actually, we weren't sentenced. We just agreed on the sentence, and they'll sentence him on the 9th of September. So, but we agreed on what he's going to be sentenced to.
Okay, that'll explain how that works. If he's not sentenced, how can he have his sentence? Let's explain that part of the process.
First of all, today I did another count of people in the courtroom who are on salary with Ada County Courthouse. And at one point in time, there were 17 people on salary in that courtroom, 503.
Well, there's a lot of people you're churning through there.
That's right, 17 people. So, no, and we were almost next to last. So, I'm rushing across. There's traffic in Boise now, hurrying to get here to do this. So. We're next to last. We come up and our friend, who's been in the system for a while, does not like being on parole. Mm-hmm. And so he has stomped his feet and he's in there on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He was on parole when he was arrested. So he's got a hold. He can't go anywhere. And so what he held out for and what he got, it looks like he will get in September, is 4 years fixed with no tail whatsoever. So the people in the desert who are listening to us understand that. But what our friend opted for was, I've had it being monitored, and I don't care how much time I do, I'm going to walk out of here without anybody telling me what to do when I walk out of here.
Okay, let's talk about that phenomenon and the irony of that. You're going to prison right? Mm-hmm. Where everything you do is completely limited. You have to eat the food they tell you to eat.
That's true. That's true.
Go
that's
where
true.
They tell you to go. But that's better than being on the outside where, you know, you can eat whatever you want to eat. You can go basically for the most part where you want to go. You have some boundaries in place. Mm-hmm. Can't deal with that. Would rather just be fully supervised than have partial freedom. Why is that?
There's so much irony in all of it. But I mean, also, too, it's like our friend now will go out there and go, yep, this is what I did. You know what? Of course, he's messed up. Three times, where he's had to go back in. But this time he'll go out there saying, you know what, I just took charge of my life. And I went in there and I said, no tail for me. I'm going to do a little bit more time. But he's going to be there for 4 years until he gets out. And okay. I mean, it's ironic.
So in his mind, the way he sees it, he's taken control.
He's taken control. And he will be viewed that way out there south of Boise. I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think? And we could ask our guest here, but
I would think so.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because he took charge of it.
Right.
I'm not going to be on parole. Have those guys tell me what to do? Yet I'm going to sit here for 4 years while they tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So we wish him the best, and hopefully, draws close to the Lord through the process.
You know, I hope so. You never know what you do, how it impacts it, but this is a man who was a friend of Doug and ours and actually lived in Doug's housing for a period of time, and he did well when he got out, and it seems like when he got in trouble this time, just a lot of those people kind of said, whoops, I think we're going to have to back away from this, and I hope by some of us sitting there and looking at him, and he looks over, and he's got some time to think about it now, he says, gosh, you know, who really was here for me? Who was there for me? And I hope he looks at faces like ours and says, you know, what does Doug have or what does Mark have? I'd sure like to have some of that stuff. So that's what we hope happens anyway.
Absolutely. How are your meetings going?
You know, they're doing really good. I'm excited about it. They're two different personalities. The one on Tuesday night, which is at Pure Wellness Center, is kind of taking on a different personality. If you don't know already, if you haven't looked in social media, there's a new recovery group, recovery location, let's say, called Peer Wellness Center, P-E-E-R. I think that's people empowering everyone in recovery. So we don't necessarily agree with all the programs that are offered there, but we are the only Christ-centered recovery group there. And our group is called Victory Over Sin. We meet there on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8:30. And then we also have one tonight in Bargain Auto Sales on Shinden Boulevard. 4984 Shinden Boulevard. That one starts at 7:30, goes till about 9. So the people we're looking for in these groups are people who have gone through the 12-step program or are in potentially a faith-based 12-step program and are just not quite getting enough. They're not quite happy enough. They want a little bit more fellowship, a little bit more accountability, and would like to come and be a part of something. I used to say everybody that comes is in the system, but that's not the case anymore. Tonight, about 50% of the people are not in the system that come, so it's becoming a very interesting group.
And it takes time, doesn't it? Because,
it does.
You know, you have to be consistent with it over a period of time, sometimes before people say, oh, yeah, what is that you're doing again?
That's right. That's right. And I think you have to do that with everything you do in life. If you feel real strongly about it, you just stick with it. And on tonight's group, we're really starting to see people who show up, but they show up because of what happens in those meetings. And, you know, something touches somebody or they see God in that room, which it is truly happens. So I would encourage you, if that's what you're interested in or you have somebody that you know and care for, come in, we'll talk about it, especially if they're in the system or they've been in the system or they're about to go in the system. This can be a source of support. And I think on Tuesday night, what we're going to see is that we're going to be the different recovery group there. We're not like the AA group, and we're not like the Smart Recovery, or we're not like the other ones that kind of preach some situation where you can take a shortcut to potentially your victory of sin over sin in your life. This is a direct way, and so we're looking forward to it.
Okay. Times and locations one more time?
Times tonight is at 7:30 on Shinden Boulevard, 4984 West Shinden Boulevard. It's adjacent to the Moxie Java headquarters. And on Tuesday night, it's at Pure Wellness Center, 963 South Orchard, and that meets at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Now, if anybody's in prison and wants to reach out to you, maybe just wants to connect with somebody that's been through the system and understands that firsthand, or mm-hmm. just you know, need somebody to hear their voice, what's the contact information for mailing?
My nonprofit is IMSI, Hope Community Phase 2, and the mailing address is 1775 West State Street. That's Suite 191, and that's in beautiful downtown Boise, Idaho, 83702. Telephone number there is for our luxurious offices in Felony Flats, mm-hmm. is 208-628-8861. Give us a call, or it's easier, especially if you're out in the desert, don't call me. It's a small nonprofit, so don't call me. Write me a letter, and we do respond to all letters.
Can you just wear that 94.1 The Voice? Can you go to the mall and just walk up and down all afternoon, just a walking billboard?
Ask our friend here. I've been walking around saying, my name is Doug Hardy.
Mark, we appreciate it. We will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Mark Rennick, IMSI, Hope Community Phase 2. Coming this Saturday, it's the 100 Men Standing Conference. If you'd like some details on the conference, you can go to our website. We've got some links up there, information on purchasing tickets. I can tell you, one of the speakers is LaDainian Tomlinson. So you may have some folks in your household that would be interested in going to that. So if you'd like to get a couple of tickets for some men in your life, or guys, if you just want to go, we're just going to give two pairs away right now via the texting game. All you need to do is text the number 100. Text 100 to 577-7700. 100 to 577-7700. Just shoot me a text. Now, do not text 100 times. I want to make sure I explain the game correctly. You just text once the number 100. Don't text 100 times. If you do, it's okay. It's just a big waste of time, though. The number 100 to 577-7700. You can hear LaDainian Tomlinson and the other speakers at Mountain View High School coming up this Saturday. Thanks again to Brandy Swindell for coming in. Stanton Healthcare, look forward to talking to her again. And Mark Rennick as well with IMSI Hope Community Phase 2. While you're at our website, there's lots of things to check out. You can listen live there. There's updates on Saeed Abedini. And there's the archives of programs. So if you miss a show, you can find it on the website. You can just go to the program archive and get that pulled up and enjoy whatever show you happen to miss. So be sure and check that out. Or maybe there's a show you just discovered and you want more of that teaching. You can get all that at 941thevoice.com. Coming up, it's Press and Sprinkle, What Does the Bible Really Say? Followed by Mike and Linda Sasso with Calvary Chapel Eagle as they look up to Jesus. And Matt Slick is in with Matt Slick Live. Hopefully you had a chance to hear the show with Mike and Lynn Wilder yesterday as they spoke about reaching out in love to Mormons. But he'll be taking all of your questions in just a little bit. Thanks again. I'm Doug Hardy. This is Extra.